My name is Mike Patterson, and I'll be your host. Today, we have some folks from Plum Laboratories, John Deering, Marty Moran. And so why don't we jump right in, and why don't we go around, John, maybe starting with you, and then Marty, introduce yourselves and tell us your role with the company.
Thanks, Mike. Yes, I'm John Deering, co-founder of Plum and director of IT Technical Services.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today. My name's Marty Moran, and actually my wife and I purchased the company about 18 months ago from Lee Williams and Pan Williams and John. And currently, we're both involved in the company. Right now, I'm the CEO, and I look forward to talking a little more with you about Plum and Plum Laboratories.
Tell us a little bit. I know Plum Laboratories is a parent company, but you all have created some devices that are Plum cases. Can you tell us a little bit about your company, maybe how it got started and where it's gone and where it's going a little bit?
Sure. Actually, the company was started in 2016. And as I mentioned, it was Lee Williams and Pam Williams and John, who we're fortunate to have on the call with us here today. And it's interesting, as I learned more about the company when we were looking at purchasing it, it was actually Lee was working with the Sheriff's Department in Robertson County outside of Nashville, Tennessee. And it's a very rural area, not necessarily a terribly wealthy area, but he had been working with the Sheriff's Department. And one day the sheriff came in and just said, Lee, we have challenges here, communication challenges throughout the county. I mean, there are places where we just have no ability to communicate, and it's dangerous. And Lee, with his background, he has an radio frequency background, he said, you know, that might be something I can help you with. And literally the Plum case grew out of that. It was Lee went back into his garage, and 41 prototypes later,
wow,
the Plum case was born. Yeah, and the idea was really to create a device that could help ensure communication anywhere in any form could be shared by everyone. And he literally did that, gave that case to the sheriff in Robertson County, And it's kind of interesting because people start to talk, and one sheriff talks to another sheriff, and someone calls up and says, hey, I'd really like to purchase your Plum case. And someone else goes to a conference and sees this sheriff with a case, and they want one. And I believe it was end of 2016, maybe early 2017, Lee and John received a call from FEMA. And FEMA said, hey, we saw your case, and it's really interesting, and we would like this to help from a disaster preparedness point of view. Could you build us 20 of these? And Lee said, well, when do you need them? And they said, you know, as soon as possible, like they always do. And then about 2 weeks later, they called up and said, Lee, can you get us 50 of these? And he said, I can try. When do you need them? And they said, as soon as possible. And then about a week later, they said, actually, Lee, we need 100 of these.
Wow.
And he said, well, you know, I probably need to hire some people. I'm doing this out of my garage right now. But
so business is born.
It really was. Yeah. So Lee and John and Pam, and I think they had potentially brought in Luke at that point, but they got the job done. And that's truly where Plum kind of, it was born at that point.
You know, so we have a very diverse audience, and some folks are technical in nature and some aren't. Some are healthcare providers and administrators. So to be clear, Plum case is not a telehealth device, and in telehealth, it's not a medical device. But in the telehealth world, we have to have a network infrastructure. And if that network infrastructure is not there, we don't have a telehealth program. Your device captures, it goes into weak cellular areas where we can't get a cell signal, and it creates that infrastructure so we can put our devices on it to do telemedicine if that's the use case we wanted to use. Is that a pretty fair assessment?
No, that's a fair assessment, Mike. We look at the Plum case, it's really your portable network on the go, mobile network on the go. And I think it's, you mentioned just rural areas. I think it's interesting because we have 11 patents right now, and And our antenna array is really, it's part of our secret sauce. It's patented, so it's not that secret. But, you know, kind of the high gain antennas, as well as the placement of those antennas within the box, are what makes this really special and differentiates us. And I think that's important. And in addition to the rural use case, which is, and we hear about that and we see that all over, we're actually great in crowded urban areas also. And I just think sometimes people forget that. It's interesting. One of our customers, TMZ, called from two Super Bowls ago. And then I think they may have talked with John, but it's interesting. They said, the cell tower is so crowded, the Plum case isn't working. So we were able to make a few adjustments, actually allow them to reach a cell tower that was about 20 miles further, 15 or 20 miles further away. Wow. All of a sudden, it's great. They're working just fine. But that's a great scenario in a crowded urban area too. So I think it's important to keep both of those in mind.
Yes, thank you for saying that. You know, like I said, I've had the pleasure of using one of your cases, and I saw it work in a prison where I would have been willing to bet that we couldn't get a cell signal of any kind, and it was just fabulous. And I also know since COVID has hit, telehealth has gone crazy, and in the past year, even in skilled nursing facilities and you know, other congregate care settings, you might have good bandwidth, like good Wi-Fi, local Wi-Fi that covers part of the building, may cover medical, but doesn't cover like all the residences, for example. And so when you get into a COVID situation, a quarantine type situation, you just can't get bandwidth. And so that's what I saw demoed at prison. So, and you have more than one, it's not just one device. You have a good, better, and best.
Yeah. Depending on the customer's needs, we actually have 7 models.
Wow.
Kind of from our basic, which is our entry level single carrier, so single cell carrier model, up to our SAT-3 case, which allows for both SAT service and cellular service. And then we have our Explorer, which is our entry level 2 carrier product. We have our Extended, which is a step up from the Explorer. We have our Enhanced case, which is just an extremely fast case. One of our founders, Lee Williams, would say he would put that case up against any case. He just thinks that case is so fast. And we also have our Enterprise case. Yeah, which is, it's really the Enterprise is used for kind of a mini network operations center, power over internet and things like that, that the Enterprise allows.
Gotcha. And this is not for one or two users. You know, how many users can you put on one of these boxes?
Yeah. So, and we look at devices actually.
Okay.
And, you know, some users will have multiple devices. You know, the max number of devices on the Enterprise, for example, is 248. We don't recommend that. You start to get above that 40 to 50% range, and you can see a little bit of a degradation in signal or in bandwidth. But, you know, these devices can, at a max, our Plum cases can handle kind of 128 up to 48 or so, 46 devices. Yeah.
You also, if you have multiple carriers, the devices will search for the strongest carrier and go with that one, but you can also do load balancing. Is that correct?
We can, and we can do some carrier aggregation. And I'll actually let John talk a little bit about that. He's much more of an expert on our ability to leverage multiple carriers.
Yeah, so as far as load balancing and things like that go, there's a couple of modes that we can run, and we can really do some neat things with carrier aggregation and load balancing. So, Mike, what we can do is, first, as you alluded, we can configure the case so it can look for the strongest signal in the area and go to that carrier. We can also, if the, you know, the numbers allow and we have good, strong signal with, you know, more than one carrier, We can load balance between those carriers in a couple of different configurations, be it spillover or, you know, which carrier has the fastest data rate, or even a round robin configuration where you've got some really strong numbers between both carriers. And it kind of allows you to open up the pipe and really, really get some high speed bandwidth through there. So we've seen some great results in doing those things. And with carrier aggregation, you know, what you're doing is you're taking a slice of a band, say, you know, bands 2, 4, 5, they're pretty common, band 66, that's a high speed download band. And so you'll take multiple channels, you know, band 2, band 66, and maybe even another band 2. And you can, at that point, up to 5 carrier aggregation, you can really open up that pipe. So if you're getting, you know, 20, 30 megs through one channel of band 2, and you've got, you know, 3 to 5 channels of carrier aggregation available, you can really start to see those numbers pick up to, you know, 100 plus megs. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, no, that is very exciting. And I'll bring it down a little bit for any listeners that, you know, aren't very technical. What that means is fast and good audio video for your video conferencing. Because one of the things that we all know is if you're trying to video conference, real-time video is what we do. We do a lot of that in telehealth. And real-time video over cellular can be a little difficult even in the best of scenarios, and because of latency and jitter. But you guys have kind of tweaked around that, and not around it, but have tweaked it with your software and your antenna array. I know when I was testing, we were able to do HD video behind concrete walls and steel. And, you know, I was just amazed that we could even get a signal, let alone video the way we could. Is there anything you can tell us about that, John, or is this a conversation that goes on for hours and hours?
Well, it could. It could. But, yeah. But to put it simply, you know, one of the parameters that we can configure around is latency and jitter. So, you know, we can not only look for strongest signal, but we can look for lowest latency, or, you know, a parameter of latency within, you know, say 20 milliseconds or 50 milliseconds. And honestly, anything right now in the LTE world, below 100 milliseconds of cellular, that's really good. 50 is excellent. So, yes. You know, and as 5G starts to evolve, you know, we'll start getting down to those, you know, tens or, you know, maybe even single digits. So we can configure, you know, around those parameters and really, you know, kind of hone in and optimize for video and things like that. It really makes a great solution for something like home health and telehealth and things like that.
Yeah. And you know, Mike, yes.
I want to just add one thing that I think is really important and sometimes gets lost. We partner with Cradlepoint. They provide great products. And I think lots of people have Cradlepoint routers on their own, and a lot of our customers, and Cradlepoint actually encourages and pushes customers our way. If the Cradlepoint solution isn't working for them, they'll convert to a Plum case. I think what's important, you know, there are others out there that, you know, they have a modem, a Cradlepoint modem, that allows for carrier aggregation and some of the things that we're talking about. But really what makes it work is marrying that with our antenna array and the placement of those antennas and the high gain antennas that we use. And that really differentiates things, because you'll hear people say, well, I've got Cradlepoint routers, but yes, they don't work quite as well without our antenna array. And that's part of the magic.
Yes. No. And I know that firsthand, because I have used those modems with the paddle, the little small paddle antennas. And they work great where you can obtain a cell signal, or you think you can obtain a cell signal. But when you have the antennas just don't pick up. And that's what surprised me with the Plum case. You literally can find a signal, or if there's a signal there, and you may not see it on other devices like your cell phone or whatever, but the Plum case may pick it up.
Just because someone puts a Cradlepoint router in a Pelican case, that doesn't make it a Plum case. And I think that's important.
No. Yeah. That's very important. And you know, we're talking about the technology. I worry that some of the listeners, I know how simple this is to use, and I know it sets up a Wi-Fi footprint, but it comes in a suitcase, a small suitcase, Pelican box, or just a hard shell case. If I'm a nurse out in rural Virginia or anywhere, this sounds complicated. How would I use it? What would I do?
You know, Mike, that's one of the nice things. We talk about our value proposition. It's portable, reliable, secure, and easy to use. And that easy to use is critical. You know, by portable, you know, that means one person can carry it. And some of our larger cases we have on wheels, so still one person can use that. When we talk about reliable, that's really, it works when you need it to work in those rural areas, in those crowded urban areas. And that's going to be important to a nurse out there. They don't want to be worried about that. They're not the technical gurus. It's secure. So if AES 256-bit encryption, it's HIPAA compliant, very important in today's medical world, and easy to use. And what's nice is 80% of the time, you can open the case, flip on the switch, wait a couple minutes, and the plumb case, connect to it, and it works for you. And as a nurse, that's all you want to be worried about. You know, it doesn't mean that in certain situations, like I gave that Super Bowl example, we can't help you tweak the case and tweak mm-hmm. the settings. And we're here to do that from a support point of view. But in many, many situations, I think potentially as you saw, you flip that switch on and it works. You're connected to the case. And that's what you want when you're a nurse. You don't want to, or a doctor out there, you don't want to have to be focused on the technology side of things. You want to be able to provide that medical care.
It's very simple. When I use it, you open the case, you flip on the power switch, you wait a couple of minutes. There's a Wi-Fi network, that just like your home network or your work network that shows up, so it's secure. And you log in first time, and there you are. Let's talk about security. You guys have done some pretty secure things with your box. Can you tell us about maybe some of your customers? And
yeah, so I can't dive too far into this, but the White House has purchased 100 cases from us.
Okay.
And they actually have 10 pods of 10 cases, and anywhere people travel in the world, they've got 10 plumb cases with them. So from that point of view, you can understand that security works. It's there. It's very important, obviously, to the White House.
I would think they vetted your product pretty strictly.
I think they have. And John's probably might have a couple other examples of just, you know, with FEMA and VA, FBI, John, and some others potentially that you're thinking about from that have vetted us from a security point of view?
Yeah, you know, FEMA, of course, the VA, and a lot of people don't probably realize this, but the VA security team, they're top-notch.
Yes.
They are really, really top-notch. They're inside. NASA, you know, they certainly do their research. They're well-known for it, and they're certainly going to vet their vendors and things like that, you know, and the list could go on. But at the end of the day, yes, we do have some high-profile clients, not only in the government side, but even in the private sector. You know, as far as you know, healthcare goes and things like that, and even as you know, broadcast TV and things like that. So the list goes on. That's for sure.
I would assume you guys have 24/7 support.
We do.
We do. Yes.
So if you have a customer that's in need anywhere, it's a matter of just emailing, chatting, or calling?
It is. It's usually a call or an email.
Or email.
And so, you know, Mike, one of the best things, obviously we have support and we provide it, but the cases do work pretty well. So it's not as if we're being pummeled with phone calls and emails. So, yeah, that's a positive also.
Yeah, that's great. If someone wanted to learn more about your company or purchase one of these, how do they go about it?
And
how
they can actually, oh, go ahead. Sorry, Mike.
I was going to say, and what's your turnaround time? If I wanted to buy a plumb case today, how soon could I get one?
Yeah. What we tell people is with orders of 10 or Yeah, usually 10 or less, we can try and get things out within 10 business days. So that's an idea. You know, we can't commit to this all the time because we do order the Cradle Point routers, but sometimes we'll have routers in and orders come in and it goes out that day. So we have a quick turnaround. You can actually call us directly. We have, we're able to help work with you directly. There are some scenarios where, some of our customers need to purchase via GSA, a government contract of some type. And we have resellers who hold those contracts that we can work with, they can work with.
Yeah. For the most part, plumcases.com is going to, direct you to any of those apps.
Perfect. So to get to you guys, we go to your website, which is plumcases.com. I know when I saw the plum case, you didn't have to tell me any more about it. At that point, I turned it on. I'm going, oh man, this thing works. Do you offer a trial period, or could someone check out your product?
Yeah, they can. That's actually, I think, a great concept that John and Lee and Pam came up with. We have a 2-week trial. You know, we can talk till we're blue in the face. We can give you references who will speak highly about the plum case and their use cases and how it works for them. But really the rubber meets the road where will it work for you? And we do have 2-week trials. And the reality is in most situations, you know, within the first day, is this going to work for your use case or not? But we still give people a little bit more time to try that out.
Okay, that's perfect. I know when I tried it, it was one thing going into a rural area, and it was another thing going behind a prison wall, which is what I was interested in. Pretty easy to use as far as just turn it on, and you turn it on, you test it right then and there, which was helpful. So what's next for you guys? Where's Plum Case going, or Plum Labs? Do you have things in the wings you can't tell us about, or are there some big things? I know 5G is going to be huge for you guys.
Yeah, it's a good question. There are definitely some things that we can't share details on, but no, 5G. So last year, all of our products became moved to 5G ready and FirstNet capable. So that was actually last June 1st. And as 5G is continuing to be defined, and it truly hasn't been defined out there, as you know, but as they continue to define that, and as as Cradlepoint continues to introduce new products around 5G optimized and other advancements, we are going to work that into our plum case. And as we do that, we want to make sure it works and we test it. And what's nice is we have a great partnership with Cradlepoint and they will actually share some products with us early on, it gives us a chance to test things. You know, I think the other things that we're looking at, smaller and lighter. Hmm. Just what can we do around that? And can it be, from a form factor point of view? And what's interesting there is our antenna array needs to be set up a certain way. So we really need to have to think strategically and technically, how will that still work? Because that truly is what differentiates us. But smaller and lighter, so we're actually looking at some products. There is actually a large healthcare provider whose name I can't share, who has asked us to look at this for their nurses, actually. Mm-hmm. So we actually have a beta product out there that they've seen and that we're testing right now. Yeah, so I think those are some of the big areas when we talk about what's next.
This is pretty exciting, guys. Is there anything else you guys would like to talk about or tell us before we hang up?
You know, it's a good question, Mike. I think, I just think the main thing is, as we talked about this a little bit, just because someone has a Cradlepoint router or just because someone's put a Cradlepoint router in a Pelican case, it truly doesn't make it a plum case. And we're really different because of our ability to marry that Cradlepoint router with our high gain antennas and the placement of those antennas. And that's what makes us different than anyone else out there. And I just think it's important to keep that in mind, because some people can point to, oh, wait, no, I've got the same cradle point router as them. Yeah, but you don't marry it with those antennas. You don't, and you don't place the antennas the same way. So we're really different from that point of view. And I think that's important for people when they're out there looking at other products.
I think another thing to mention, you know, going back to the ease of use, you know, we like to talk about it. You open up the lid, you flip on the switch, and you're ready to go. There's no assembly. There's nothing like that at all. You're not, you know, putting pieces together, you know, fiddling around with antennas or anything like that. It's all built into the case, and it's very searching for the word. I don't want to say indestructible, because, you know, if you try hard enough, you can break anything, but it is certainly rugged and tough. I mean, you know, we've got these things with, you know, fire departments and EMSs and, yeah, and things like that. And they can't worry about baby in a product or anything like that. They got to be able to pack it up, throw it in the back of an SUV and go. They can't worry about, you know, how gingerly they put it in the back of a vehicle so they can go. So, you know, it's very rugged.
I was going to say, I think there wasn't there a video about it being dropped out of a helicopter? Or
sure was.
I think there was.
It was actually the first case we built. Yeah, we did. we took that thing up in a helicopter. We threw that thing out of there, and we did it from 50, 75, and 100 feet. And from 50 and 75, there was no issues at all. At 100 foot, it actually landed on the corner and kind of cracked the case itself, but the unit still operated. So yeah, that was a fun day of testing. It really.
I can only imagine. And I would think most of the telehealth use cases are not going to require that.
Yeah, we don't recommend that they do that all the time. But I do think John's point is really important, though, just emphasizing, you know, that ability that it is self-contained and you don't have to actually build it once you're on site really leads to the reliability and the easy to use. When you have to put something together and take it apart and put it together and take it apart, that reliability factor starts to decrease. And that's not easy to use. So I think John's point, very good point.
Yeah, no, thank you. And I don't want to circle back too much, but I just thought of something. With security, your security folks out there are wondering how you can lock it down. Is there a dashboard? And I know the answer is yes. If you were using a Plum case in a telehealth situation or in that scenario, you could literally lock down the devices to MAC addresses. And so if you wanted 10 folks to have access or devices to have access, wonderful. If you only wanted one, whatever the case may be, but that security is really well taken care of, correct?
Yes. And it's not just the physical security and things like that, but I know that we touched on AES 256-bit encryption. Mm-hmm. There's a stateful firewall built into the unit. We can control, you know, the types and categories of websites and things like that to make sure, you know, malicious websites aren't being visited or, you know, websites or activities not happening that doesn't need to happen. You know, make sure that somebody's not streaming Netflix all day long versus working.
Right.
You know, we can do some things like that in the physical security of the case. There's GPS in every unit. So we can, you know, track that within, you know, as little as 3 meters. And you can also physically lock the case, you know, if you wanted to, you know, put, you know, padlocks or things like that for transport to make sure nobody opened it. So there is a lot of thought that's behind the security aspect.
That's yes. Sure. And that's kind of cool. If you had rogue devices trying to access it, you said you can locate it within 3 meters. So that would be
absolutely, and we can do a we can remotely do a rogue access point search, so we can see if there's, you know, rogue access points in the area, you know, anything that's trying to do man in the middle attacks, things like that, and get ahead of those.
Wow,
you know, Mike, the GPS is very interesting from a security point of view, but I think one other thing that's a little bit interesting is, we have a few customers who use this out in the ocean, and we have a customer who retrofitted their entire fleet of tugboats with Plum cases. And we've done some testing with some others that are looking at it, but we can actually map along the way just where they're going, what their signal strength look like, what an upload and download look like, well, with the use of that GPS also. So just to be able to track things from just how reliable the case is at certain data points when you're going 20 miles out to the ocean and back, that's helpful also. It's helpful for both security point of view and just performance point of view.
Yeah, no, thank you for saying that, because I do know some people that are doing telehealth on boats. That's another use case. So in conclusion, we have a product that's portable, reliable, secure, and easy to use. Did I assess it correctly?
You did. Nice job, Mike. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. This has been great, guys. And with that, I just want to thank you guys for taking the time out for this podcast.
Mike, we really appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Take care.
Yep.
Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.